This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, Hollywood stars taking sides in the Ellen controversy.
I don't have to prove anything to anybody.
Who is showing support and who's calling for change?
I'm a friend.
I love Portia and Ellen.
As ratings hit a low, can Ellen recover then?
Some of the secret is just staying in it.
Mama-to-be Katy Perry on parenting plans with Orlando.
He's going to be the good cop and I'm going to be the bad cop. I already know it.
Plus, Brian Austin Green using his sons to shade ex Megan Fox. And Khloe Kardashian and Kristen Cavallari both back with their famous exes.
Oh my God.
Also, Jamie Foxx on his Full House, how his youngest is keeping all 15 family members entertained.
She actually plays my songs.
Ooh, baby.
More stars come to Ellen's defense as she faces accusations of a toxic work environment. But here's the big question. Is Ellen on her way out?
I'll walk away really when I stop having fun. I hope I know when people kind of are tired of me. I think I'll sense that. People get tired of people, and especially in today's age.
A source tells ET that Ellen, quote, has been really tuned out in the past few years, noting possible fatigue from doing the show for 17 years now. We're told, sure, sometimes people walk on eggshells around her, but she's the boss. And Hollywood is choosing sides.
This is one of my gifts for you, is that he's here today.
Ashton Kutcher tweeted that Ellen had always treated him with kindness. Kevin Hart defended his support of Ellen.
I'm a friend. As a friend, if I have a friend in trouble ever, I'm gonna do my best to try to be there for that friend.
I'm not gonna let Instagram comments and Twitter comments tell me who can and can't be my friends. You know, I love Portia and Ellen.
A source tells ET, Ellen is great to celebrities, but in the time I've spent there, the staff was definitely running around in fear. There's a very negative and fearful vibe from the staff. And yesterday, Tony Okunboa, who was the original DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres show, says he experienced toxicity on the set, adding that he stands with his fellow former employees in their quest to create a healthier and more inclusive workplace.
We've seen some well-known people, Brad Garrett and Leah Thompson, say they believe all these stories about Ellen are true.
Sure, I believe all victims, but I just wanted Ellen and Portia to know that I love them very much. And obviously, something has to change in that work environment. But I do love Portia and Ellen. I do.
As for ratings, well, they just hit an all-time low. Granted, Ellen's show is in reruns, but after reports that the show's work culture was toxic, ratings were down 29% from the same week last summer. Ellen's show plans to start shooting new episodes next month, and ET has learned that a virtual staff meeting was held on Monday to update them on the current investigation into workplace misconduct.
If the investigation reveals that Ellen somehow was a part of the alleged harassment or creating a hostile work environment, then that becomes problematic. But if it shows that she really didn't know, that she was shielded from all of the things that were happening, then I think that gives Ellen some hope. I definitely think there's an opportunity for her to come back.
Katy Perry has publicly defended Ellen. The pop star is ready to pop, but still staying busy.
I love being a working mom.
She let me know the due date. She's pretty close.
The People cover girl talking about how she and Orlando will parent their little baby girl on the way. For more video, go to peopletv.com.
He's going to be the good cop and I'm going to be the bad cop. I already know it. And, you know, I'm sure she'll be the number one most important thing ever, naturally. I mean, if it's any indication how I treat my dog, I mean, she's in for some fun.
Baby,
And we have more couples news, including Ben Anna's double date with Matt Damon. Arm in arm with girlfriend Ana de Armas in Malibu, smooching beside Matt on the beach and making out in the sand next to Damon's wife, Lucy, Affleck's PDA took over this double date with his buddy and some friends. We're told the pair of almost 6 months is excited to see where their relationship goes. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly just took their relationship next level, and her ex doesn't seem happy. Posting this shot in a bikini top and towel alongside her man of 4 months, Megan calls the rapper her achingly beautiful boy and publicly declared her love with, quote, "My heart is yours." That prompted estranged husband Brian Austin Green to share shots of his kids, including his sons, with Megan captioned, "Achingly beautiful boys, my heart is yours." Now to Tiffany Haddish confirming she's dating Common.
We have no relationship.
Is it with Common?
Yeah, we're twins now.
I stand with you because I understand.
The 40-year-old reveals to Steve-O on his podcast, Wild Ride, she went on a dating app last summer, but stayed friends with Common, her co-star from The Kitchen. Then the pandemic happened.
He got tested for everything. I got tested for everything. And yeah, we've been hands down the best relationship I've ever been in. I've lost 20 pounds since I've been in this relationship. I love him.
Next, Kristen Cavallari reunites with old flame Steven.
I love and still talk to.
Yeah.
Check out the Laguna Beach exes back together. Kristen captioned this, 2004 or 2020.
Why are you still hanging out with them?
With Steven?
Yeah, what the hell's up with that?
The newly single star who filed for divorce from Jay Cutler in April has been back in her old hood. A source close to Kristen tells ET, she has been spending time with her kids in Laguna Beach and seeing friends, including Alex Morrell and Steven Coletti. As for any rekindled romance, cue Kristen's 2004 response.
No, we're just friends.
Well, this is a shocker. Khloé and Tristan are back together 1 year after he was caught kissing Kylie's BFF. A source tells ET things have been going really well, and the co-parents, the two-year-old True, are taking this time in quarantine to really reconnect and enjoy one another. Our source adds, Khloé is doing what she feels is right for herself and her daughter. Two other stars reuniting, Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano, who just announced a Who's the Boss sequel.
There's a time for love and a time for living.
Who's the Boss to all of us was ahead of its time.
Dad, how could a woman make enough money to afford a great house like this?
Yes, we would all do it, but it has to be the right thing.
Alyssa tells ET, quote, "We look forward to making the sequel as thoughtful, smart, and relevant to the times today, and make people laugh at the same time."
I'm sorry, there must be a mistake. This job is for a housekeeper.
That's me, Mr. Goodmop.
It's about trying to be there for people and about supporting each other and love and trust and all the things that we don't highlight in TV too much anymore. You know, it was just a great time in all of our lives.
It's real important to have people, nice people to work with, which makes it a whole lot easier to do.
That was Alyssa on the Who's the Boss set in 1984. The reboot picks up 30 years after the final episode. Samantha, now a single mom, back in the house she was raised in.
It'd be really funny to do a Who's the Boss reboot where Tony is the grandfather.
So Alyssa and Tony are on board, but what about Judith Light?
It's unlikely, but, you know, life is short and long and all kinds of things can happen.
Jamie Foxx continues to make boss moves in Hollywood, but at home, we're not quite sure who's the boss.
How are you handling the pandemic?
Listen, man, I hung it down with my whole family about 5 months ago. The only thing that went wrong is somebody took my cookies. There's like 15 people in my house. I went to go get the cookies and they weren't there. I knew my sister got it, and it was 4 a.m. and I walked in with the light on my phone, literally like this, and she was asleep with her mouth open, and I put the light in and I saw remnants of the cookie.
Okay, so here's what we learned. Jamie's house is where you want to hang out. There's cookies, hoverboards, and lots of music.
Don't let the sun go down.
Oh, my love.
My 11-year-old, who now knows how to play the piano so well, she actually plays my songs while I sing to them.
These days that untold.
She says, "Dad, I'm going on tour with you." So I'm blessed, man. We are all blessed.
Jamie's also got the perfect thing to watch for movie night with his crew, his new Netflix sci-fi Project Power, co-starring Joseph Gordon-Levitt. It premieres next week.
What do you need? Still got the pills on?
It's about power. It's about a drug on the street where you take it and you get 5 minutes of superpower. But I'm a police officer undercover trying to find out who's pushing this.
But the best thing that's happened to Jamie lately, the Emmy nomination for the live performance of Good Times, his daughter Corinne was part of the cast.
Corinne, how excited as a father? Like, what did you have to have a moment?
You know how this business is and how people struggle with rearing their kids in this sort of tumultuous business. So when you see your kid got a head on her shoulders and now to be rewarded with the Emmy is just absolutely fantastic.
It was cool to see Jamie's pride just bursting out of that Zoom. Okay, we go from that amazing father-daughter relationship to the brotherly love between Bill and Ted.
One, two, three, four.
And they're funny.
A behind-the-scenes look at Keanu and Alex's bodacious bond that spanned three decades.
I love this guy. He's like a brother to me.
And more movie exclusives.
Can you get a shot of this, please?
Val Kilmer on Iceman's Top Gun Return and Jamie Lee Curtis on the future of the Halloween franchise.
We've got this.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Mark your calendars for September 1st. That's when Bill and Ted return to Face the Music. Until then, only we can take you behind the scenes for some excellent Wild Stallion secrets.
This movie really delivers.
This threequel has been 30 years in the making, but could you imagine Bill and Ted without Alex and Keanu?
No way!
Apparently, Sean Penn, Brendan Fraser, and even Pauly Shore tried out for the role.
Excellent!
It was all about the chemistry. Alex and Keanu were always there talking.
Oh yeah, these two have always had a bodacious bond. We saw their bromance when we were on set of their second bogus adventure back in 1991.
I love this guy. I love this guy. He's like a brother to me. I love you, man. I love you, man.
Is there like a price that you've got for not releasing the rest of that? Is that funny thing is nothing has changed. Like, the two of us together are exactly the same. And we like hanging out and being idiots together.
Wild Stallions!
But some things have changed.
It was a real cool story for the guys and for their families and where they're at and where their lives are at.
Now Bill and Ted are in marriage counseling and they both have wild teenage daughters.
They're very passionate and they're very passionate about music. They feel like our kids in that way.
Whoa.
Ready or Not's Samara Weaving and Bombshell's Bridget Lundy Payne play the daughters who are essentially young female versions of Bill and Ted.
Dude, our dads are totally in trouble.
We should help them out.
Audiences are gonna lose their minds.
Lose their minds.
Another movie we can't wait for, Halloween, and only we are talking to the original Scream Queen.
We will go back and finish the trilogy.
Jamie Lee Curtis reveals sequel secrets and her new project with godson Jake Gyllenhaal.
It's your godmother. She wants you to work.
How do you know what I sound like on the phone?
Then Val Kilmer on battling cancer with his daughter by his side.
How are you doing?
My dad's speech being compromised.
Plus, Jason Sudeikis on a long-term SNL return.
Popping in those giant fake teeth.
Olivia Wilde got rave reviews for her directorial debut in 2019's Booksmart, so naturally, her fiancé Jason Sudeikis is hoping to someday use those skills for his new show, Ted Lasso. But it won't be easy. How much pull do you have to get the most sought-after director in Hollywood right now to come direct an episode?
Pull, plenty of pull, but do you have the cash? She's busier than you know, Tony Fauci right now. Like, you know, she's got so many things lined up. She's been prepping 4 different films and,
wow,
you know, teaching kindergarten, you know, to Otis and just trying to wrangle in Daisy at her, you know, who's in her peak teenager years right now.
The power couple are certainly busy between work and raising their 2 kids, Daisy 3 and Otis 6, but luckily they have some help at home.
Disney Plus has got him, you know, got him wrapped around his little finger. He's, you know what they're digging right now is Hamilton. Hamilton is their big thing.
Alexander Hamilton.
It's a dense piece of material.
Yeah, probably a little too dense for Ted Lasso. That's Jason's super funny, super incompetent football coach alter ego.
Hey, look, this car's got an invisible steering wheel.
The character actually started in 2013 when Jason played him in a series of promos for NBC Sports. And now it's a series for Apple TV Plus, premiering August 14th. A little bird told me that it was actually Olivia who said, oh, you're getting this done. You're going to make a series.
I kind of forgot about that because, which is silly, but I know that I listened to her because, I mean, look, I think it's worthwhile for any guy to listen to their, you know, to their partner.
And another of Jason's old characters might be returning.
That reminds me of a little underdog story, and spoiler alert, it's a long one.
If November goes Vice President Biden's way, could you have kind of a full-time gig on SNL coming back?
I leave that up to the powers that be, and I say powers in the plural even though it's one man, Lorne Michaels. You know, I understand the responsibility of popping in those giant fake teeth that I wear when I play him, and much like, you know, the Batman cowl, I try to be responsible with that power.
Regardless, we need him and Alec Baldwin doing debate sketches leading up to November, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now let's get to Kelsey Knight, who has our Jamie Lee Curtis exclusive. What up, Kel?
That's right, Nichelle. She is Hollywood's original scream queen. But this year, Jamie will be celebrating without her pal, Michael Myers.
Oh, no, 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 let it burn!
Halloween ends. You were set to start filming and then COVID took over, so you haven't done any of that.
We have not done any of that. My guess is it will probably happen early next year. I think once they figure out a vaccine and once they figure out the protocols for work, I think we will go back and finish the trilogy. The last movie has to do with legacy.
Well, Jamie's got plenty to keep her busy right now. She just launched a podcast this week. It's a coming-of-age comedy called Letters from Camp.
Good evening, Acorns. How are we all doing?
It's nostalgic, it's mysterious, and it's a coming-of-age of this young 12-year-old girl.
And you'll want to listen closely. Jamie's godson, yes, godson, Jake Gyllenhaal, is part of the weekly scripted comedy.
All right, dudes and dudettes. 1, 2, 3. Eyes on me.
You just call up, you're like, it's your godmother. She wants you to work.
That's funny. I use that tone all the time. How do you know what I sound like on the phone?
Another thing to look out for is Jamie's charity. It's called My Hand in Yours, and it sells works of art to benefit Children's Hospital LA.
It's a way to say in four simple words that I'm not with you, but I would be holding your hand right now, and I want you to feel what that would feel like. This is a little set of hands. It's a sculpture of two hands holding. What does your tattoo say on your finger?
Fearless.
Okay.
There
that's
it is.
That's a word we all need right now. You know what? Here, put that up. So fearless and comfort. We've got this.
Now to another ET exclusive, my interview with 60-year-old throat cancer survivor Val Kilmer, who is reprising the iconic Iceman in next summer's sequel, Top Gun Maverick.
I don't know nothing. That's all I can tell you.
Do we really have to work? Damn it.
Entertainment Tonight was on the set of Top Gun back in 1985, so we want to show you something, okay?
My father was in the Air Force. I was excited to be able to get to see an aspect of the Navy that civilians can't see.
Val, what do you remember about that?
I remember there in my haircut.
Talking can be a challenge at times for Val, but his outlook couldn't be more optimistic.
How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific. I found that I've been run over by a cement mixer, but I feel better.
You can see Val in his new film, Pay Dirt, which hits theaters and on demand Friday.
I got you.
The project is particularly special because he co-stars alongside 28-year-old daughter, Mercedes.
I just want to be your dad now, if that's okay.
Thank you.
What did you learn from working with your dad?
How to work with actors with different abilities, like my dad's speech being compromised, and how much we all have to gain from hiring more actors with different abilities.
Amen, and it is great to see Val working. All right, coming up, we're getting hyped for the return of Big Brother, a sneak peek at tonight's All-Star premiere. Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Big Brother is back tonight on CBS, and the house guests are moving in the first ever live 2-hour premiere. The show is going big for its 20th anniversary, and host Julie Chen Moonves told us exactly what to expect.
Because this is all-star season, will it be extra treacherous?
I think because it's an all-star season, it's going to be extra competitive. 94 high-definition cameras and 113 microphones will be on 24/7 capturing the house guests' every move.
These past winners that are coming in want to prove, oh yes, I did deserve it and I'm going to do it again. Other people who have been voted out very early in the game feel like I was wrong and I'm out to win and I'm going to prove it to you. Watch me.
And guess what? Tomorrow we'll have exclusive interviews with all the house guests. We'll see you then. Take care, everybody.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.